Tory minister has defended planned changes to disability benefit payments. David Cameron's government is facing growing controversy over the shake-up. The Minister, Justin Tomlinson, told BBC News there would still be an increase in the number of people claiming personal independence payments. And he said money would be directed at the people who needed it most. But what is going on? What are the changes that are being proposed? Jonathan Portis is the from the National Institute of Economic and Social Research. Spell this out to us, Jonathan. What is the proposal here?
Well, I think we need a little bit of history here, right? So in 2010, the government was trying to cut the deficit, as you know. And one of the things that they looked at was a benefit called disability living allowance, which is paid to people who need help with the extra costs coming from disability. Spending was on this was rising, and the Treasury saw this as an easy way to save quite a bit of money. So they simply said to the Department of Work and Pensions, you've got to introduce a new benefit to replace DLA and cut the cost by 20%. That's several billion pounds. And so they introduced a new benefit called personal independence payment, which is being rolled out now. The problem was, because they never really the government thought that lost people who didn't need the money were getting it, and this new benefit would stop that. In fact, it turns out that there aren't that many scroungers or chancers on DLA. Most people do actually need the money. So they haven't been able to make the cuts that they were hoping to, and as a result, there's a big black hole in the savings that the government had hoped to get. So they're introducing new cuts, and these new cuts will focus in particular on the extra money that some people on the new benefit, PIP, gets for aids and appliances that they need to help them with the extra cost of disability.
Although I was presenting Question Time, Extra Time with Five Live last night, I was watching Nicky Morgan from the Conservatives, and she was very much saying that this is all still out for consultation, which is essentially them preparing the ground for them to do a U-turn in this, Jonathan.
Well, that's right. They've clearly been taken by surprise by the reaction. I mean, what Nicky Morgan said is clearly untrue. She was not telling the truth in that the consultation closed more than 6 weeks ago, and these savings were announced last week, and they were in the official budget numbers that the government published this Wednesday. So to say that they are still consulting or that this wasn't a decision is not true. What is true, though, I think, is that they have been so taken aback by the negative reaction, not just from disabled people, but from their own MPs, that they may now have to do a U-turn at exactly.
But unless they do that U-turn, disabled people will have benefits cut. The intention is to cut the money that helps disabled people get the likes of, I don't know, stair rails and things like that. Is that it?
Exactly, yes. So some disabled people, not all. So what?
But that would be for future claimants. Surely the disabled people already would have those aids.
Well, it's complicated because they're introducing the new benefits. So some people who've been on this benefit for a long time still have not yet been reassessed, so they lose the money as they move over to the new benefit. Others would lose it as they got reassessed. So it would take, some people would keep it in the intervening period. It would take time for this to be phased in. So we're talking about 350,000, 370,000 people, I think.
Frank Shivers from the Northern Ireland Conservatives, what an absolute mess from your party.
Well, if you think trying to readdress the a budget deficit is a mess, that's just silly, Stephen. I'd just like to sort of contradict there.
So are you taking aids and banister aids and things like that from disabled people or not?
Well, Stephen, there's no change until their next review. This is about reassessing people's needs, and there will be more money going to the really needy. We have a situation in Northern Ireland that we have 207,000 people, 13% of our population on DLA, on that allowance. It's unsubstainable, Stephen.
And by the way, the situation in Northern Ireland, we have a devolved assembly. They could, if they chose to, they could try to mitigate against the proposed changes across the water. That's the other googly in this.
Absolutely. But if you actually look at the figures, in 2010, it was £42 billion spent on this. It's now £50 billion. And it's increased. Spending has risen in real terms every year. So something has to be done. It's just non-sustainable, especially in Northern Ireland. It's just ludicrous.
Jonathan?
Well, I think, you know, you have to take this, oh, we have to do this to cut the deficit with a bit of a pinch of salt. Remember, in the same budget, the Chancellor has cut capital gains tax, which goes almost exclusively to the best off. He's cut, he's raised the threshold of the top rate of tax so that people like me are going to be better off as a result. And, you know, that's nice, but I'm not exactly, I don't have to worry about where my next meal is coming from or what I'm going to do to cope with the cost of my disability. So it's simply not true to suggest that this was the only way to get the deficit down. We should
Sorry,
be quite clear
in
on
the
that.
Budget, there are tax cuts for 31 million people.
There are choices and priorities. Yes, there are tax cuts and as I think you know perfectly well, the vast majority of those tax cuts go to relatively well-off people. The IFS analysis yesterday showed quite clearly that, of course, the top 10% benefit most. Yes, it is. Look, I'm an economist. I've been doing this for 30 years, and I read what the IFS put out yesterday, and you've read it too. As you know, the IFS said quite clearly the benefits of the tax cuts go, the most benefit goes to the top 10%. And, of course, it does, because that's what happens when you cut capital gains tax.
Pay 28% of all tax gathered?
No, I'm afraid that is completely wrong. I mean, it's astonishing that people can say things which are simply not true like that. The top 1% do not pay 28% of all tax. The top percent pay 28% of income tax. So that's what happens if you ignore VAT. What happens if you ignore national insurance? If you ignore all other taxes, which make up the vast majority of tax revenue, then you can say things like that, which are deliberately designed to mislead people.
Well, what about fuel rate frozen 6 years?
It is really It's really quite unfortunate that people should deliberately try to mislead people in this way.
There's no deliberate misleading of anybody.
Well, you just said something which wasn't true.
1% pay 28% of our tax gathered.
That is not a fact. As I said, it's true that 1% pay about 20% of income tax. Income tax is only a third of all tax. The top 1% pay a far lower proportion of other taxes, like VAT and national insurance. So I hope
and you accept that 31 million
I hope you understand
are 1,000 pounds better off.
No, I don't. As I said,
I think we need to give Frank a chance to respond to this. Go on, Frank.
Go on.
You don't accept that either, that 31 million people through the tax reductions in the budget there are going to be roughly £1,000 better off?
No, I'm afraid you've got your arithmetic completely wrong there. The idea
that's government figures come from the Chancellor.
No, you've got your figures wrong, I'm afraid, completely. The idea that there was a £31 billion tax cut in the budget, which is what you just said, is, of course, complete and utter fantasy.
Its official government figures come from after the budget from the government.
No,
so we have
not.
Tax cuts. The tax cuts introduced have
Frank Shivers, are you seriously suggesting this morning that the Chancellor announced a £31 billion tax cut? Because I haven't seen that.
31 million people are better off. 31 million people are better off by the tax cut.
By £1,000 a time, you said?
By approximately £1,000.
That's 31 billion.
And the higher. And
where are you
higher...
getting that from? Where are you getting £31 billion of a tax cut from?
I'm pretty sure of that figure now.
Are you? Goodness. Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Because we're going to leave it there. We'll give you a chance to show us where the £31 billion was announced by the Chancellor, and we'll come back to the audience and we'll be fair to you and we'll tell them how you added that up. Frank, thank you very much indeed. Morning to you.